أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. وأخرج أبو نعيم في الحلية عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: إن الله نظر في قلوب العباد فاختار محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم فبعثه برسالاته وانتخبه بعلمه، ثم نظر في قلوب الناس بعده فاختار الله له أصحابا فجعلهم أنصارا لدينه، عفوا، فجعلهم أنصار دينه ووزراء نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم، فما رآه المؤمنون حسنا فهو حسن، وما رآه المؤمنون قبيحا فهو عند الله قبيح. وأخرجه ابن عبد البر في الاستيعاب عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه بمعناه، ولم يذكر فما رآه المؤمنون إلى آخره. وأخرجه الطيالسي أيضا نحو حديث أبي نعيم. ما شاء الله. So anyone remember who Abu Nu'aym is? Yeah, Hilyatul Awliya, Abu Nu'aym al-Isfahani. Bonus question. $5. Okay. There's Abu Nu'aym, who's a muhaddith from the Taba Tabi'een.
Hamad Abu Nu'aym.
I'm thinking about somebody else. Anyway, maybe we'll follow up. Someone can look it up. Tell me tomorrow. Abu Nu'aym, he makes the way we know it's Abu Nu'aym from the Hilyatul Awliya is because the Sigha Akhraja instead of Rawa is used. Plus the word Hilya is also mentioned. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Abu Nu'aym brings a hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, the author of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, that Allah Ta'ala looked into the hearts of all of his slaves, and he, from amongst those hearts, chose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he raised him with his message and chose him from an ilm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had. Then Allah Ta'ala looked into the hearts of the people after him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then Allah chose companions for him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and He made those companions into the helpers who would implement His deen, jalla wa ala, and the ministers of His Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meaning the deputies and the ministers of His Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And thereafter, whatever the believers, meaning the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, whatever they consider to be good, that is what's good. And whatever those believers, meaning the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, consider to be ugly or bad, that is what Allah ta'ala considers to be ugly. Ibn Abd al-Barr, who is the famous muhaddith and muhaqqiq of the Maliki Madhab, and the Qadi, he was the Qadi of Lisbon and of Qurtuba at one time. He says in his Isti'ab. Isti'ab is a several volume collection, Isti'ab fi Ma'rifat al-Ashab, several volume collection regarding the lives of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, there's thousands of them in there. It's a feat of like a great academic achievement. So he narrates the same author from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, except for the last part, that which they believe is beautiful, and that which they believe is ugly is considered with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be ugly. And it's also narrated by Abu Dawud al-Tiyalisi. So when you say Abu Dawud in a chain of narration of hadith, it can be like a great number of people. It's not necessarily the Abu Dawud Sijistani, the one who is the one who wrote the Sunan. Abu Dawud al-Tiyalisi is a muhaddith from a generation before him, and he's just like an amazing person. They say that he loved hadith so much. He you know, like, you know how they take creatine for baseball, like, you know, to hit home runs. Not exactly like illegal, but you know, it's just kind of performance enhancing edge. So he used to take some sort of medicine. He had a doctor, Hakim, make some sort of prescription for him to sharpen his memory. And it was very strong. The doctor warned him, don't take too much of it, otherwise it's very dangerous, it'll kill you. So wallahu alam, they say that he one day, like, the bottle slipped and it got all over his leg. and there was some sort of something happened to it from there, like some sort of illness spread from that, and it actually killed him. That's how strong it was. But the reason I mentioned that story is like, man, people really wanted it bad. You know how nowadays the kids are like, medical school, I gotta get in, otherwise, like, you know, and they want it bad. They'll do anything for it, some of them, you know. The people used to have that type of shauq for the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, make us at least have something if we can't, you know, if we can't be so mustaghraq. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala rasulihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallam ajma'in. Actually, before we break, there's a brother you undoubtedly must have heard. The brother Muhib Diab is missing. He's been missing since Sunday morning. So inshallah, from the Mubarak Tadhkirah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions in this majlis of ilm, inshallah, make dua, inshallah, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in. Allahumma ya Rabbana, by the Qur'an that you sent down on the heart of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by the fact that we follow his sunnah and we value his sunnah and we love his sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is your house and we came together for your prayer, and this is the place that we came together for your worship and for your love, all different kinds of people, only for your love, ya Allah ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, ya Allah, we ask you that our brother who's missing, that you bring him back home safe and sound, back to his mother, back to his sisters, back to the ones who love him, without harm and without difficulty and without any sort of problem for him or for anybody else. Ya Allah, we turn to you and remember you in our hour of need and in our hour of happiness, ya Allah. Please forgive us our sins and restore our brother to us again. Wa salli wa sallim wa barak ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in.